Now, many religions place a great value on the role of music in their services. It can be spiritual, relaxing, moving, uplifting, or somber. And music can fit all different kinds of worship. Charles Timberlake particularly appreciates this important role in music in religion. A composer and performer of piano music, he's currently on a cathedral tour and last night performed at Norwich Cathedral. And I'm very pleased to say he joins me in the studio now. Good morning to you, Charles.
Good morning,
Emma. So can you tell me a little bit about the tour? Why did you decide to take part in a cathedral tour, first of all?
They're lunchtime recitals, very informal lunchtime recitals. Why did I want to take part? Well, there's very much a sense of giving through my music, and to have the opportunity of playing to an audience in these magnificent places of worship, it's quite hard to describe the feeling, and I stress the informality of it because to me there's. It's not just a question of playing to an invited audience. Through part of the sense of giving of my music is playing to everyone, and you know, from all walks of life and from all different, you know, religions and places of faith and things. So they are it's just, you know, it's just a wonderful opportunity to play. And of course, Norwich, I suppose, is one of the least formal, I was going to say, in the sense that it's a 2-hour slot. So I know that sounds quite a lot, but actually the time kind of races by. And I mean, I adore Norwich. I find an enormous sense of peace in this city. I always have done. So particularly in that magnificent cathedral. And I remember last year the they have the new visitor. You know, the centre and the arrival door and things. Well, last year it was a beautiful sunny morning, and they opened the west doors just before I was due to play at 11 o'clock. So it kind of felt as though it was a very, very, very special moment. It kind of felt as though I was playing to everybody outside, as well as people who were going to be coming and sitting, and as well as the visitors who would have been walking around, wandering around the cathedral. Does that kind of make sense? Mm.
And do people find it unusual that, like you say, it is quite informal? Because cathedrals are always seen as quite a formal setting, really, aren't
they? Yes, and I think perhaps that's one of the beauties, and perhaps one of the strengths that I feel I'm able to, you know, to do through my music, to give this informality. And I'm always struck by the range of interest of people who are showing interest in the music as well. I mean, for example, yesterday there were a group of foreign students wandering around on a tour, and I suppose young, in a very general way, you know, young people perhaps aren't going to be as attracted to my music and the music I've written with John Daniels, perhaps as much as slightly older people, if that's not too general a statement. So to have the opportunity of having interest by a young person is I find immensely exciting, actually.
And does your music, you mentioned you compose and you do all kind of things, does that have a faith element for you personally?
It most certainly does, yes. I think I've always felt it's a kind of expression of my faith. I've always been, from about the age of 14 when I started doodling. I love to use the word doodle, because I only had formal lessons up to the age of 40, only studied up to grade 4, never learnt to read or write. So I used to play everything from ear. So when I started doodling, improvising and composing, I was very much aware of the presence of God, even at that early age. And that certainly continued and developed through all the writing, and particularly the work I've done with John, and also in the performing itself. And there can be wonderful moments, you know. I can remember playing in Rochester a couple of years ago and being really struck when the sun moved around and this shaft of light just shone down, and it was a very, very special moment, right on me, on my board. patch.
So do you find it hard, because you've also, not only do you compose your own stuff, you rearrange, for one or another, rather well-known songs as well. Do you find it perhaps difficult to do that sometimes when a song is so well-known, to make it sound slightly different?
Yes, and I think one of the things you're up against there is that people will have heard many, many different arrangements of well-known songs. If it's your own material, you're on safe ground, because no one will have heard, you know, they won't have heard it before. And of course, the problem with me too is that I always tend to play something slightly different each time. So when you're arranging a song that people know, and I think what's so nice about it is that you're able to put your own mark on it. And we've had enormous fun with the last album, where we recorded for the first time some well-known ballads as well as hymns and worship songs. So I like to kind of think there's something for everybody on that one. It was actually very difficult choosing which songs. You're limited with the number of tracks that you can put on, or safely put on a CD. So you know, whittled it down to four in the end.
How do you go through that process then of picking which ones picking you want one. To do?
Well, I think I think John's very good, because he tends to leave it down to me. He says, well, you know, I'm happy to go with what you would like to. So then I will propose a sort of list, and we sort of just, you know, decide together. I think one of those particularly, and it's always on my mind, I've always found it an incredibly spiritual experience playing that song. I don't know why I should single out that one. I've also, one of the other beauties of that song is that it is one where I've accompanied other musicians, which is quite rare, because I tend to play on my own. And it's actually it's actually lovely to be part of a group or play in this case she was a very good clarinetist, actually. There's a wonderful sense of fellowship when you're playing with other musicians that you don't get as a solo performer.
Okay. Now you mentioned that you played up to grade four when you were doing grades, but how did you first decide this is what I want to do, you know, this is what I'd like to make albums and so on?
I think it kind of evolved, actually, Emma. I was desperately shy as a teenager, and particularly playing. And I mean, I would never play in front of anybody. And I suppose it was a great turning point for me was going off to teach. I took myself off to teach at a wonderful prep school in Kent at the age of 24. And that was the first time, I suppose, where people had actually had access to my music. I wrote the music and co-produced two plays at the school, which was enormous fun. And I suppose it was as a result of that people were kind of saying, you know, the feedback was, Charles, you know, we really like your music. What are you going to do? You know, are you going to do something with it? And it's the encouragement, isn't it? It's the encouragement that you, and the feedback from other people, I've always found incredibly heartening as well. And can I just say a big thank you to all those, you know, who do come and support me, you know, particularly in Norwich yesterday, you know, customers in the area that I know, and some have travelled some considerable distance to be there. So I do thank them all very much.
Now, if people do want to see you performing again, when can they do that?
Well, in this area, I'm delighted to say coming back to Salthouse, St Nicholas Church Salthouse, on Saturday the 20th of August. It's an interesting day. It's an evening concert, as part of they have an art exhibition over several weeks during the summer. So I'm actually going to be playing in the church. I don't know if you know it, but it's the most beautiful, beautiful church. So I'm going to be playing during the afternoon from about 12 o'clock onwards, and then while people can, you know, give people an opportunity to come and look around the art exhibition, and then an evening concert at 7:30 with candles and wine. So hopefully a really, really, really wonderful atmosphere. I'm so looking forward to it.
Sounds like it'll be quite a peaceful kind of atmosphere, actually.
I think it will be, and hopefully a time of reflection as well.
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's hear one of your arrangements.
I wish I had written this
composition. No. But we're going to hear one of your arrangements, of course, of the well-known song Love Is All Around. So, Charles, thank you very much for joining us
on
the programme.
Thank you very much indeed.
Charles Timberlake's arrangement there of the classic Love Is All Around. Big thank you to Charles for joining us on the programme this morning.